This is one of the more difficult topics to explain without computer graphics and actual examples. I want to spend just one shiur on this topic, and that is three things really. The structure, well, one general issue, which is the structure of the doorpost that's chayiv in mezuzah, and the three subcategories are the top piece over the, what do they call that? The top piece over the to, it is called the lintel, right? Someone's telling me that it's not. Okay, so the crossbar. Okay, we call it the crossbar. Henceforth, the crossbar on the top. That's do you need that in order for the doorway to be chayiv mezuzah? That's issue number one. Issue number two is, do you need actual doorposts, and what counts for doorposts? Meaning, is does the wall just stopping count as a doorpost? That's issue number two. And issue number three is the issue of arched doorways, which is a very, very common issue. All of them are very common issues. So let's attack one by one. So we saw yesterday Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Zayin Sif Aleph says very clearly, that in order to be chayiv b'mezuzah, you need two mezuzos, you need two doorposts, and a crossbar. You need right? You need two mezuzos and the piece on top. So now, the question is, where in the world did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? So this is actually a combination of different gemaras that he got this from. The first gemara is here, Menachos Alam Gimlam Beis, about 10, 15 lines before the lines get wide. I don't think it's in your Marmakomos. But the first Gemara is Lamed Gimel Beis, Va'ama Rava, Hani Pischi Shima'i. These messed up doorways, Peturim Mina Mezuzah, are pater from Mezuzah. So Shima'i, I translate it as messed up. Rashi says Shima'i means Mikulkalin, Va'ashemim, Kmo Zaken Ashma'i. Damrin and Bikidushin, the Gemara Kidushin discusses the mitzvah of Bnei Seva talking about Darta Bnei Zakein, and it discusses whether you have to stand for a Zakein Ashmai. What is a Zakein Ashmai? A bad guy who just happens to be old. Do you have to stand for someone like that? So Ashmai means messed up. You have a messed up doorway, it's part from a Zuzah. Now the problem the Gemara faces, of course, is that things could be messed up in any number of ways. What do you mean, messed up doorway? So my pischi shimai pligi bar rav ruchumi vabiyosi. So that's a machlokas. Chadam adaleslu tikra, v'chadam adaleslu shkufi. Either that it doesn't have a tikra, or it doesn't have shkufi. Great. Now what's a tikra? What's shkufi? Three shitos in Rishonim, all on the page right here in Menachos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Shita number one is Rashi, Shita one. Rashi has two of them. So Rashi number one is, Tikra is Askufa Elyona, the crossbar, that it's missing that top piece. If it's missing that top piece, it's Pata from Mezuzah. And Shikfi are Mezuzos, if it's missing doorposts, it's part from mezuzah. So if you go with Rashi number one, you understand very well what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Ein la'pesach chayiv b'mezuzah l'mkein yesh lo shtei mezuzos u'mashkof. That you need those are the requirements that the Gemara lays out according to the first daya in Rashi. Second daya in Rashi, lishna achrina tikra she'in habayis mekura. That when we say that if it doesn't have a tikra, it doesn't mean it doesn't have a crossbar. It means you have a doorway, a perfect doorway, but it goes into a house that doesn't have a roof. So if the house itself doesn't have a roof, it's part from mezuzah. Now that's a major problem if we're going to accept that shita, that a house that doesn't have a roof is going to be part from mezuzah. Even if we don't accept that shita per se, it's going to be a major problem because there is another Gemara that says explicitly that a house that doesn't have a roof is going to be pater from mezuzah. So that's a major discussion in the poskim, because there is another halacha in the Gemara in Yuma Yeral from Beis lists six doorways that are pater from mezuzah, and one of them is shar she'enu mekura, meaning the room doesn't have a ceiling. There's no ceiling on the room, so it's pater from mezuzah. The problem is, the Gemara requires a mezuzah on a shar that goes into an ear, that goes into a city, or a chatzer. If you have a doorway that leads into your chatzer, you need a mezuzah. Now, a chatzer is not roofed. So if you can say that anything that doesn't have a roof is part of a mezuzah, what do you do about a chatzer? A chatzer doesn't have a roof, and that's chayiv in mezuzah. So basically, the Beis Yosef in Reish Pei Vav has two deos to explain explain that discrepancy. Rabbeinu Manoach, quoted in the Beis Yosef, explains that gateways to yards aren't chayiv in mezuzah because of the yard. They're chayiv in mezuzah because they're a base shard to the house. So it's really the house is the room that you're going into. It's just that this is a gateway toward the house. Let's say by your front door, a lot of people have right at the front door, there's like a little area that's very tiny that has like maybe a coat closet or something, and then another doorway that goes into the house. That goes into the main hallway or something, or a living room or something like that. So you have a mezuzah on the front door, and then another mezuzah on the doorway that goes into the main area. Well, that tiny little area in between is way less than dalet al dalet amos. Shouldn't require a mezuzah. Why do you have a mezuzah on your front door? The reason you have a mezuzah on your front door is not because of you're going into that tiny little area that has a coat closet. No, it's because that's a base shahr to get into the house. Anything that's a base shahr that leads into a larger house also requires a mezuzah. So that's how the Rebbeinu Menachem explains, that's why the opening of your courtyard needs a mezuzah. Not because you're going into the courtyard, but because the courtyard is the way into the house. So any doorway that goes into a place, even if the room, it's the place that the in-between area is pater from mezuzah, because it doesn't have a ceiling or it's too small, but still it's an entranceway into an area that's going to be chayiv in mezuzah, like your house. So that creates a chayiv even on the outer post. But if all you have, if the house itself doesn't have a roof, well then it's pater from mezuzah. That's one way the Beis Yosef quotes to resolve the issue. The other way is the Rush. The Rush says that no, the difference between a chatzer not having a roof and a house not having a roof is that a chatzer is not supposed to have a roof. A house is supposed to have a roof. So if the room is not functioning optimally, it's not functioning to its highest capacity, so then it's going to be called a messed up room, you're not going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So if it doesn't have a roof, and it's supposed to have a roof, then it's going to be pater from mezuzah. But if it doesn't have a roof, and it's not supposed to have a roof, it's your yard, so then it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. That's how we can reconcile the two halachos, that on the one hand, a house that doesn't have a roof is pater from mezuzah, which again, whether you say that's pshat in Ar Gemara Lam Gimel and Beis like the second day in Rashi or not, it is definitely the pshat in Yuma Yud Aleph and Beis. So it's definitely a halacha that's true that a house that doesn't have a ceiling is pater from mezuzah. So how we reconcile that with the halacha that a beis shar that into a chatzer or into a city requires a mezuzah? So those are the two deos in the Rishonim, how to reconcile that issue. But be that as it may, Rashi in the second pshat over here says that there, what are the messed up doorways we're talking about? Either in a makura or shakvi eskufa eliona, that it doesn't have the crossbar. So either shita in Rashi holds that if you're missing that top piece on top of the doorposts, you do not need to have a mezuzah. If you just have two doorposts and nothing on top, you definitely don't need to have a mezuzah. Now, Tosfos understands a little differently. Tosfos lam gimlam beis. Tosfos also tries to translate this Gemara. Deleslu tikra pirush makom shahapesach shokef sham milamala eino shave. Not that it doesn't have a top doorpost, that the top doorpost is messed up. Remember, the Gemara's lashon was Pischi Shima'i, messed up doorways, not absent doorways, messed up doorways. It's a doorway that's raggedy, that's up and down, and it's not a straight line. So if the top of the doorway is not a straight line, it's up and down, and there are bricks sticking out all over the place, that's going to be pater from mezuzah. And he says that's what it means on the side also, that it's that if the doorposts on the side are not straight, but they're, you know, bricks sticking in and out, that's going to be pater from mezuzah. I think he's got pictures back here. This sefer, he draws better pictures than the Taz does. So he's got. I don't know if anyone wants to see, but you know, I think you can imagine what bricks sticking in and out, right, looks like. But that's, you know, essentially, I guess, what it would look like. Okay, so that is. So that's the basis of what the Beis Yosef, of what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that you need a mashkof in order to be chayiv in mezuzah. Good. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different deos in Rashi and in Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch therefore paskins, since according to Rashi number one and Rashi number two, you need to have a crossbar, and the Rambam paskins that way as well. The Rambam Perek Vav Halacha paskins that way as well. So it's no surprise that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. So that's pashut. That's true. You definitely need doorposts. We'll see how many doorposts. We'll get to that soon. But you definitely need a mashkof. You definitely need a mashkof for Rabbi Chaim Mezuzah. The question is, that's the easy part. You need a mashkof. The hard part is, what is a mashkof? What defines a mashkof? Let's say you don't have, like over here it's easy because we have an actual mashkof. We have an actual piece that you can point to and say that's clearly the mashkof. Now, in some rooms, in my house for sure, when you go into certain rooms, there's no mashkof, it's just the ceiling ends. It's the ceiling of that room that, you know, there are two doorposts on the side and it goes right up to the ceiling and there is no actual mashkof. The doorway is the height of the ceiling and the ceiling is the mashkof. So can a ceiling be a mashkof? If I were to just stick a doorpost right there and another one right there and they went up to the ceiling, is that a mashkof just because it's there? Or does no mashkof mean that it's empty? Does no mashkof mean that there's no recognizable mashkof or that it's totally empty? So this is a discussion in the poskim. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Yud, Siman Tzadi Aleph, discusses this issue, and he says as follows. First of all, he says that there's a stira in the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at. Sefer Mikdash Ma'at writes, Tikra havi kim mashkof, that a tikra, a ceiling, is like a mashkof. Olerama mishlucharach de bayishein lo tikra pater melekol bayis achayiv yesh lo mashkof. That any bias that has a, that's going to be chayv in mezuzah, because it has a ceiling, it has a roof. Memela also has a mashkof, because if you have a roof, you have a mashkof. That's what the Mikdash Ma'at writes at first. And then he says, "Va'od nira, de kol tikra asuya rak v'tzorach kiroi ve'ein ba heker lios b'toras mashkof al shtei mezuzos efshar delom hanik mashkof." Then he says, "But wait a second! If the roof is just a roof, the ceiling is just a ceiling, and it's not clearly there to form a doorpost, so then maybe it's not called a mashkof." So the Mikdash Ma'at dissociates himself from one line to the next. First line he says, "Well, if it has a roof, it has a ceiling. That by definition is a mashkof. Ceiling counts as a mashkof." Next line he says, no, that's not a mashkof. Mashkof is something that's clearly made for the doorway and not just there for the room itself. So the question is, so how do we paskin? So the Minchas Yitzchak thinks it's a davar pashut, that a ceiling does count as a mashkof. And his raya is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Resh Pei Vav Vav paskins that an achsadra that has three walls is chayiv in mezuzah. It's pater from mezuzah because the posts that hold up the in achsadra that hold up the porch aren't there to create a pesach, to create a tzuras a pesach. They're there for the sake of supporting the support beams to support the roof of the achsadra. Since they're only there for support, therefore they're pater. This is a major shaila. This comes up a lot. You have sometimes in the front door of someone's house, so they have. I can't do 3D, but there's like a whole porch in front of the house, and they'll have columns. This makes it look like a jail, but they have columns in front of the house. So the question is, do you need a mezuzah here and here and here, right by each of these columns? Because each one is a pesach. So do you need a mezuzah for each one? As long as there's that, usually there's like a fence or something that will go here, and let's make the fence here. So do you need a mezuzah here? Do you need a mezuzah here? Right? Even if we make the fence here. Do you need a mezuzah right there? Because the columns created Tzuras HaPesach. Here's one mezuzah, another mezuzah, mashkof. So do you need a mezuzah there? So there is a halacha, Gemara says, over here in Lam Gimel Beis, I think on the bottom, that by Nachsadra, if it's made for support only, then it's not going to require a mezuzah. Kasavar lechizuk tikra hu davidi. Right, the Gemara says that it's pater from mezuzah when it's lechizuk tikra. It's just there to support the roof. But if it's not there for support, it's there to create an image of a doorway. Then it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. Problem is, ask the engineer, and a lot of times he'll say, I don't know. It's sort of like a little of both. You know, it's decorative. It does help support. You know, it's very hard to get a clear answer on those questions. But that's what it's completely tali on, if it's l'chizuk tikra or not l'chizuk tikra. That's what the issue is tali on. But what do you see from that? That it's all, so let's assume that it's not l'chizuk tikra, it's to create an image of a doorway. Then it's chayiv in mezuzah. Where's your mashkof? By an achsadra, there is no mashkof, it's just the roof of the achsadra. It's all you're supporting, is the roof of the achsadra. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, from the fact that the achsadra would be chayiv in mezuzah if it weren't just support beams, even though there's no mashkov separate from the ceiling, you see that the ceiling itself counts as the mashkov. So I wasn't convinced by that raya, because who told them there's no mashkov? I don't know how he knows that. Maybe right underneath the ceiling there's also like a little post that goes out like that, like a little you know, this is painted white and this is painted white and that's, you know, nice little post that has a crossbeam going across the top. I don't know how he knows that. An achsadra by definition only supports a roof and doesn't have a crossbeam that it's also supporting. I'm not sure. I don't know how he knows that. But that's his raya. So it seems to be, if you read the Minchas Yitzchak, that it's machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Yitzchak, whether the ceiling counts as a mashkel. The ceiling of the room counts as a mashkel. Chazon Ish seems to assume no. Minchas Yitzchak says yes. Now Minchas Yitzchak says, adds to this point, that we're going to see soon that the wall endings are definitely considered a mezuzah, a doorpost. So for instance, let's say this wall, just let's say you didn't have this metal piece that was the actual mezuzah, it was just the wall ended right here. So that would definitely count as a doorpost, even though it's just a wall ending. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, a ceiling ending should also count as a mashkov. If the ceiling, if I were to put a post over here and a post over there and the ceiling continues on the same level past my makeshift doorway, well then it's not a ceiling ending. But let's say I didn't have a proper doorpost over here and the ceiling just ended there and then shot straight up. So that would be a ceiling ending, and that would definitely count as a mashkov. It only doesn't count as a mashkov if it's a continuous ceiling. But when the ceiling ends, then it would count as a mashkov. That's how the Minchas Yitzchak Titus, and that's it's not, I wouldn't say it's pashut, but it's the way a number of the poskim seem to assume that when the ceiling ends, that may count as a mashkov. I think last time I learned this, I really wasn't convinced by that. I thought that that's not true. I thought that a mashkov has to be a separate piece called, you know, designated as a mashkov, which again is. It's at least a debatable point. I think that's why on the way from my living room into my dining room, I don't have a mezuzah, because I was convinced that there's no mashkov over there. I think that's what I did in the end. Yeah.
What was the chiluk when the ceiling ends? What is that?
Just like a wall ending counts as a mezuzah, counts as a doorpost, a ceiling ending will count as a mashkov. So let's say if I were to put up a doorpost right here and a doorpost right here, the ceiling just continues
right past
my doorpost. So that's no mashkov, right? But if I put up a doorpost here and a doorpost here, and this wasn't here, we just went straight up to the ceiling, right? But the ceiling, you can't see, but out here, the ceiling's much higher. So it would stop and then go straight up. So that's a ceiling ending, even though there's no separate piece called the mashkov, the ceiling ends and it just goes up. Yeah.
Would that, like, if you take away the green mashkov, I guess, that
right, white
part, would that consider the wall, or that consider?
That's definitely a mashkov. That would definitely be a mashkov, I think, because that's clearly made to create a Pesach. Meaning, any time you have a shape that's clearly made to create a Pesach, that would count as a mashkov. The question is, if you didn't even have the white part, it just went all the way up to the ceiling, where it wasn't made to create a tzura of a Pesach. It was just a way to get in, rather than having a proper tzura of a kanamikan, of a kanamikan, of a kanal gabeim, of a normal Pesach. So that's the issue that we're discussing. So that seems to be a machlokas, at least. Okay, so that's in terms of the mashkov. Now, what about the doorposts? So the doorpost is another gemara. That's the gemara Menachos Lamdal Ramdalef. The gemara we read yesterday. Right, the Gemara tells us it's a bit of also challenging Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Rav Papa went to Mar Shmuel and he saw a Pesach that only had one doorpost on the left side, and they had a mezuzah. So he said, "I don't understand. If you pass an Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir, who requires a mezuzah in these kinds of cases, only requires a mezuzah if the doorpost is on the right side." And he goes through how we know that it's dafka on the right side. And then the Gemara says, well, wait a second, where do we ever have a mayor, the Chum, where do we ever have anything like this, any discussion about this issue? So two lines before they get wide, Mayra, Mayor Titania, Bayeshainu Alapatsa Mechod, Rameir Mechayiv in Mezuzah v'Chum Potrin. Rameir says, one doorpost, Chayiv in Mezuzah, Chum Seir Potter. And then we go through the reasons, whether Mezuzos is plural, fine. The Chum say, you need two doorposts in the doorway to be Chayiv in Mezuzah, one doorpost is not good enough. Good? That is the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, how do you paskin? So first thing, meaning when you read the Gemara, it's very clear in the Gemara that if your only doorpost is on your left side, you're pater from mezuzah. If your only doorpost is on your right side, Rav Meir would say you're chayv l'chamisa your pater. This happens all the time, where you have, let's say, one wall that just continues straight across. Let's say the room, let's say we divided this up into two rooms. So you had, we had this right here, like this. Let's say this was one room, and that's another room, right? So over here, that wall just continues straight. This wall, right, this would be a mezuzah on the right side. So this is an example of one mezuzah on the right side. Again, I don't have a mashkof here, but assume I had a mashkof. That this is a mezuzah on the right side going in that way, then it would be chayv mezuzah according to our mayor, pater according to the rabbanon. Now, if that were the right side, it would be pater according to everybody, because that's just a continuous wall. You wouldn't put a mezuzah smack in the middle of a wall. That's ridiculous. You don't put a mezuzah on a wall, you put a mezuzah on a doorpost. So that would be pater from mezuzah if that were the right side. That's what emerges from the Gemara. That's what seems to emerge from the Gemara. So first thing you need to know before you take the next step and figure out how to paskin in all these cases is do we paskin like Rav Meir or do we paskin like Chachamim? So generally the rule is Machlok Rav Meir and Chachamim. Generally, Chachamim, right? They're the Rabbim, so you would paskin like Chachamim. So in Beis Yosef, he quotes that the Rush writes, "Nira da halacha k'Rabbi Meir, to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, kaimi kavasei." That the halacha follows Rabbi Meir because we find Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva go like Rabbi Meir. Where's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? That's the brisa that the Gemara quotes when it starts talking about mezuzos in the plural of the singular, right? So that's the we're saying since Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva go like assume like Rabbi Meir, so you're passing like Rabbi Meir. You have all these big name Tanoim that go like Rabbi Meir, and also furthermore says the Beis Yosef, the Rush really, that how do I know you're passing like Rabbi Meir? Because what happened? Someone visited somebody else's house. He saw that there was only one doorpost on the left side. And he said, I don't understand why you would do that. Rav Meir holds if the doorpost is on the right side, you put up the mezuzah. Not if it's on the left side. You know what he should have said? I understand why you would do that. There's only one doorpost. I don't care what side it's on. If you hold like the Chachamim, that when there's only one doorpost, it's always going to be Pater from mezuzah, the criticism should have been, it's only one doorpost. You don't need a mezuzah. Forget about which side it's on. The fact that he said, you want to hold like Rav Meir, great. But it's got to be on the right side according to Rav Meir. So his whole taina on him was within the sheet of Rav Meir, indicates that he paskins like Rav Meir. That's how the Rush says. The Rif, however, does not paskin at all. And the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam paskins beferish like the Chachamim. That a bayis is not chayv b'mezuzah unless it has shtei mezuzos. Unless it has two doorposts. Right, it's not chayv mezuzah unless it has two doorposts. Now, how does Shulchan Aruch paskin? So, Shulchan Aruch paskins, obviously, Beis Yosef takes the majority opinion, the Rush, the Rif, and the Rambam. So over here, he's got a stalemate. Right? He's got the Rush saying that all you need is one doorpost. You have the Rambam saying you need two doorposts to be chayv mezuzah, and the Rif not saying a word. Great, now what do you do? So, Shulchan Aruch is Sfardi, so he's going to go with the Sfardic opinion. So I'll always quote the Lashon Rambam in that case. So he passes like the Rambam. He says that you need two doorposts to be chayv mezuzah. The Rambam's not cholik though. The Rambam leaves it like that. We'll pass him like that. We'll pass him like the Rambam. In order to be chayv mezuzah, you need two doorposts. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That's that first sif in Reish Pei Zayin. Ein pas chayv mezuzah kin yeshlo shtei mezuzos umashkof. So if it ended there, then that would be a major kula for many of our homes that we wouldn't need a mezuzah. I know in my house. For those of you who've been there, the living room to the dining room is that wall is one long wall. It's exactly like this situation I drew. But the dining room wall on the right side ends short. So even if you're going to say that the wall ending short over there counts as a mezuzah, as one mezuzah, well, there's no mezuzah on the other side. It's just a straight wall. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, totally pater from mezuzah, because I don't have two mezuzos there. Totally pater from mezuzah. Now, problem is that a lot of the other achronim, a lot of the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch are not so happy about that. The Shach and Sifkat Nalav quotes a lot of other poskim who paskin like Rav Meir, the Rush, and others, And therefore, the Shach says you should follow the general halacha that you always follow in a case of safek, and that is that you put up a mezuzah without a bracha. That's what we always do in situations of safek. Now that we've established that at least misafek we would try to put up a mezuzah when there's only one doorpost, provided that that doorpost is on the right side. So now we have to figure out what's called a doorpost. Right? Let's take again. I feel bad, guys, who haven't seen my house, but I think you'll get the picture. Let's take my dining room, living room area, where God bless my home. Okay, the dining room, living room area, where, again, on that side it's all one straight wall. Over here, the wall just stops and just continues that way, right? But it comes to a right angle over here. There's no actual separate doorpost, just the end of the wall. So does that count as a mezuzah? Does a wall ending itself count as a mezuzah? Now, when the wall ending is like in the middle of a wall, like over here, that for sure counts as a mezuzah, because that's meant to create an image of a Pesach. But when it's literally the end of the wall, it just comes to a right angle because the wall is over. So does that count as a mezuzah? Does that not count as a mezuzah? So this is the Gemara Menachos. There's another Gemara here, Menachos Taf Lamed Daled, that addresses that issue somewhat indirectly. The Gemara over here says that if you have a corner entrance to a room, that it's going to be a corner entrance to a room is going to be chayv mezuzah. Corner entrance means that you have like this. There's your doorway into the room. So it's not a typical wall ending. Your doorway is through there. So is that going to be chayv and mezuzah? So over here, the Gemara Menachos Dafam Dalin says that a corner entrance to the room does require a mezuzah. So Rav Ashi tries to figure out why is that so? There are no doorposts. He says, I don't see any doorposts. Why would it be chayv and mezuzah? And this is in your Mar Makomos, I think. Right, where is this? Yeah, and the source number 5. Amar Amemar, Hai Pischa da Akarna Chayiv B'Mezuzah. So I'm like, Rav Ashi L'Amemar, V'Lesle P'Tzimin. But there are no doorposts. Why is it Chayiv B'Mezuzah? Amar Lei, Adi P'Tzimin. Okay, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Harei, Kolomar Eilu Rashi Eksal Menin P'Tzimin. The ends of the walls themselves, those are the doorposts. So Rashi understands that the thickness of the wall endings, meaning just the fact that the wall stops here, and the wall stops here, those are doorposts. That counts as a doorpost. That's how Rashi understands. Now, the Chaznish explains that if you have a doorway in the middle of the wall, right? Let's say the doorway was here. Let's say you just had, again, you didn't have special doorposts, just an opening in the middle of the wall right there. Well, that would for sure be okay, the Chaznish says, right? Within Rashi. That would for sure count as doorposts and for sure would require a mezuzah. There are no separate doorposts framing the entrance. The thickness, just the ends of the wall themselves constitute a doorpost. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though over here it's in a corner and the walls don't point toward each other, still that counts as doorposts and it's chayv and mezuzah. Because the wall endings, this wall ending faces there, and this wall ending faces there. Normally, a mezuzah, you know, two mezuzahs are supposed to face each other, so that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that it's still going to be chayv mezuzah. However, that is how Rashi understands the Gemara. It's not so pashut, though. The Rambam, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands in Resh Pei Zayin, Siv Zayin, the Rambam understood that there were actual doorposts in the case of the Gemara. And the Gemara's Chiddush is, even though they built doorposts onto those wall endings, you might have thought, since those doorposts don't face each other, they're not standing across from each other, that it doesn't count as a doorpost. Come Ashmolem, that it does count as a doorpost, because they're there. They're actual doorposts. But if you Pashut just had wall endings, that alone would not make a doorpost. It seems that we would paskin like Rashi on this. It seems that most of the Achronim assume as a Dov Pashal like Rashi. Because A, it's not clear in the Rambam. It's the Aruch HaShulchan trying to make heads and tails of the Rambam. And Rashi seems to be the more Pashal Pshat in the Gemara. It also seems to be the more logical thing, that when you have a clear cutout in your wall to make it look like a doorway, that should be a doorway, and that should be chayiv and mezuzah. So it seems that when you have something like that, even if you don't have a proper door frame, you just have a cutout in the wall that's shaped like a doorway, that's going to be chayiv and mezuzah. And that leaves us, right, so are we good so far on those points? So Going back to my living room, dining room issue, so for anyone who hasn't been there, as I said before, you have like this one wall on that side, one wall that stops over here and then comes to a right angle, and the ceiling stops there and goes straight up. The living room ceiling is much higher than the dining room ceiling. So the ceiling also comes to an end. So if you hold like the Chachamim, that when there's only one doorpost, it's part from the Zuzah, so then we're for sure part from the Zuzah. Even if you hold like Reb Meir, that when there's only one doorpost, it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah if the doorpost is on the right side, well then you need to hold that the wall ending counts as a doorpost. And that's not so pashut. That itself is a machlokas whether a wall ending counts as a doorpost. And even if you hold that a wall ending counts as a doorpost, it's not so pashut that a ceiling ending counts as a doorpost, counts as a mashkov, counts as a crossbar. So only if the I think that's why I didn't put up the mezuzah there. Now it makes sense, right? That first of all, the ikra din is we pass like the chachamim anyway, and second of all, even if you don't pass like the chachamim, which Shulchan Aruch does, but even if you don't, there are so many other shittos to be mitzdareif that you would that you could be makel based on. Okay, now let's get to the arched doorways. The arched doorways is a sugya in Maseches Yuma. Sugya Maseches Yuma Daf Yud Aleph Beis. The Gemara in Yuma says, and is it in your? Should be. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara over there says in Yuma as follows: Kippa, an arch. Rameir mechayiv mezuzah v'cham poter. Rameir says chayiv v'cham says poter. However, here's what everybody agrees. Two cases everybody agrees on. One case where there's a machlokas. V'shavin she'im yesh bragleha asara shechayavis b'mezuzah. I'm sorry, I lost the place. Visham Shay, yeah, Shachayv Mezuzah. Amrabai de Kuli Alma, Gavo Yud Ve'ein Baragla Gimel, Vilav Klumhi. Meaning, everyone would agree that if you have 10 Tefach doorposts, then it's for sure Chayv Mezuzah. So Abaye says, everyone would agree that if it's Gavo Yud, that if the entire doorpost, and it's in the entire entranceway, is 10 Tefachim high, the ain baragla gimel, but you don't have three tefachim straight doorposts before it starts to arch. So let's say over here it goes straight right up until here, right up until here. Let's say this is 2.5 tefachim. So even though from here, not drawn to scale, from here to here is, let's say, 11 tefachim, it's more than 10 tefachim, right? So the way Rashi says the Gemara is if it's Gavoa Yud in total, but Ein Bragla Gimel, you don't even have three tefachim, straight doorpost, then it's Vav Klumi. Then it's nothing. It's not a doorpost. It's not a doorway. Lo Nechleku El Gavoa Yud V'yesh Bragla Gimel. Let's say over here it's not 2.5 of straight, it's 3.5 of straight. 3.5 straight doorway, and then it starts curving, and it's a total of more than 10 tefachim high. Then, so, where am I? Al begova yod v'yesh brag l'gimel ve'ein where am I? Inami yesh brag l'gimel ve'ein ogavo yod v'lav klumi. So if it's less than 10 tefachim high, then it's also going to be lav klum. Lo nechlu al begova yod v'yesh brag l'gimel ve'ein berachva dalid, but at the 10 tefach high mark, it's not 4 tefachim across. There, it's not 4 tefachim across. So then that's where we have a machlokas. This is part of a larger wall that if you wanted to cut out more from that wall and just make a proper doorway, you could. It's not like, you know, that you have in a garden sometimes or in like a, you know, an outdoor chuppah when they have like these entranceways out into the garden that but there's nothing around it. It's just a, you know, it's just a big arch that you walk right through, but there's nothing around. Over here, there's a wall around it that you can hollow out that wall in order to be able to get in, in order to be able to make a proper opening. So, but Meir holds, in that case, chokikim lahashlim, that we view it as if it's 4 tefachim wide on top, because a doorway has to be 4 tefachim wide. For Rabbanan Savri, ein chokikim lahashlim. And the Rabbanan hold, we don't view it as if it's 4 tefachim wide on the top. Now, to make a long story short over here, reading this back into the Gemara is somewhat complicated, but there are basically three shittos in Rishonim about how to approach an arched doorway. So let me just go through the three shittos, and then we'll discuss what the ramifications of those three shittos. You have an arched doorway. So here are the three shittos. Number one, you have shittos Rashi, that when you have a Pesach that's made kikipa, that's made on an arch, the problem is that at the top of the arch, it's not four tefachim wide. That's the chisaro. A doorway needs to be four tefachim wide, and if it arches at the top, it's not our doorway, it's a flat top. So yeah, it's four tefachim wide all the way at the top. But if you have an arch doorway, so at the top, it's less than four tefachim wide. And therefore, if you were to have 10 tefachim straight before it begins to arch, and before it begins to narrow at the top, then it's going to be chayiv, even if everything is closed. Meaning you have 10 tefachim high of regular doorposts, and then instead of a flat top of the doorpost, you have an arch at the top of the doorpost. So of course it's going to be chayiv, because even if you filled this whole thing in, it would be chayiv. Right? Because that for sure would be chayiv, according to Rashi. That wouldn't be an issue. The whole issue is that by the time you get to the top, you don't have enough width. It's less than 4 tefachim wide. But over here, when you get to 10 tefachim high, you have way more than 4 tefachim. You have the whole thing across. It just happens to have a kippah on the top. That's how Rashi seems to understand. So, according to Rashi, being rounded isn't a chisaron. There's no issue with having a rounded doorway. The issue is that when you're 10 tefachim off the ground, you need to have 4 tefachim of width. That's the issue. Yeah.
So, how would you, according to Rashi, how would you read Abaye's case of Gvoa Asara the Ein Rad L'Shlusha? Why is that a problem?
If it's Gvoa Asara...
Well, I guess, what's the Rad L'Shlusha?
Yeah, so Rashi says, Gova Shenesma'it Roch V'Kodim She'agvia Gava Gimel. It already starts to narrow before 3 tefachim of height.
That means we just said there's no problem of rounding except for the lack of dalet tefachim.
Because he understands that it's already encroaching on the dalet tefachim at that point.
Okay.
Even Rav Meir says chokik in the hashlim, that's only if you start with a base that's 3 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Then you could be chokik the rest. Meaning, right? You know, so I'm saying, like, if this 3 tefachim high, then you could go from there and be chokik lashlim. But if you don't even have a 3 tefach by 4 tefach across over here base, then you can't be chokik lashlim. You don't even have a starting point to be chokik lashlim. So Rashi basically holds that there's no problem with having a rounded top to your doorpost. You're allowed to have a rounded top doorpost. That's going to be chayiv mezuzah. The issue is that you can't have a doorpost that's less than 4 tefachim wide. And any time you have a rounded top, at some point at the top, it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And if that point is before it's 10 tefachim high, then you got a problem. So if you have now keep in mind, 10 tefachim is pretty small. So 10 tefachim is like, I don't know, about from the ground to like here. So if you have a very tiny doorway, a very low doorway, that is shaped like this, so that's going to be a problem, because if your 10 tefach mark is here, so it's not 4 tefachim wide. That's the issue. And that's where Rav Meir and the Chum disagree with the Chokin Lahashlam, not Chokin Lahashlam. Good. That's how Rashi understands it. Now, according to the way the Beis Yosef understands Rashi, and it seems many of the Achronim understand Rashi, a doorpost can also be angled. A doorpost doesn't have to be straight in order to have a din of a doorpost. Yeah, the only issue is if it gets to less than 4 tefachim apart before it gets 10 tefachim off the ground. That's the only issue. There's no problem of having a doorpost that's angled. It still has a shem mezuzah. Yeah.
On the other side, is there a maximum width for the top of it?
So this is an interesting question. To what extent the halachos of mezuzah and the halachos of like erevin, connect to each other? At what point do you say that it's no longer a Pesach? We're going to discuss, or the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss, if you have three walls and then just the fourth wall is open. Is that called, we discussed wall endings before, where they're chayiv. So they say, well, what if it's not just one wall, it's two wall endings. It's three walls and then the rest is just open. So that's machlokas. That's machlokas aposkim. But in terms of actual numbers of how wide it has to be, I'm not sure. Meaning how wide something would have to be where you say that's not a doorway anymore. I'm not sure, I'm not sure what the number would be. Pirtzi Yasser Me'aser by Erevin, you have it's more than 10 amos. You could have an issue that it's not called the Tzurus HaPesach, but I'm not sure if we say that by Hilchas Mezuzah. I don't know. Now, that is all Rashi. The Rambam's Shita is in Perek Vav of Hilchas Mezuzah Halacha Dalid, and you have this Rambam in your packets also. And I'll just say it outside to make sure we get done. But this Rambam is in source number 10 in your packets. The Rambam Shita seems to be that a bias that has a mezuzah mikan or mezuzah mikan, and it has a kippah, an arch on top of the two regular standard doorposts. If the standard doorposts themselves are 10 tefachim or higher on their own, the straight standard doorposts are 10 tefachim or higher, then it's chayiv and mezuzah. If they are less than 10 tefachim high, it's pater. Why, says the Rambam? Mipnei she'ein lo mashkov. Because it doesn't have a mashkov. So what's the Rambam talking about? I have 10 tefachim, and that, now I have a mashkov. The rounded archway is a mashkov. But if from here to here is only 9 tefachim, even though by the time it gets up here it's already 12 tefachim, let's say, now I don't have a mashkov anymore. Why don't I have a mashkov anymore? So what the Rambam seems to be saying is that it's true the height of the doorway keeps on going up as it starts to curve. But where does your doorpost end and where does your mezuzah end and your mashkov begin? If you have 10 tefachim of height, if this is 10 tefachim, great. That's the end of my doorpost, and the rest is my mashkov. I don't care what shape my mashkov is. It could be circular, it could be straight, it could be triangular, whatever you want, I don't care. But if it doesn't even go 10 tefachim high or straight, then somewhere along the way, what, here is where my mezuzah ends and my mashkov begins? How are you going to decide? So he said, Eila mashkov. It doesn't have a definitive, clearly defined mashkov. And if it doesn't have a clearly defined mashkov, it's potter from mezuzah. So it's mashma from the Rambam that the chisaron of a Pesach that's made in an arch as an archway is that the mezuzos are not straight for 10 tefachim, and therefore it's not called a Pesach. Now, when he says Eilu Mashkov, so the Taz explains that if you had 10 tefach high straight mezuzos before it starts to round off, we say that you have a mezuzah, you have two mezuzahs, and the rounding is the Mashkov. But when it's not 10 tefachim of straightness, then you would have to pick some arbitrary point along the rounding to say, okay, this is where my mezuzah ends, my Mashkov begins, and you can't do that. And therefore, the Rambam, and the Rambam makes no mention of 4 tefachim wide. Doesn't need to be 4 tefachim wide.
3 tefachim.
Good. Now, we'll get to that in a second. The Gemara says that the whole machlok shemayin lechamim is only if chok in lahashlim, when it's not 4 tefachim, to make it 4 tefachim wide. So the Bach comes up with some yishuv for the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that's only within Reb Meir, who holds chok in lahashlim, and we don't hold that, or whatever. He comes up with some explanation I didn't fully understand of what the Rambam's going to do with the 4 tefachim thing. However, the Rambam does require that it needs to be 3 tefachim, at least 3 tefachim wide. Less than 3 tefachim wide isn't a Pesach. A human being can't fit through it. It's not a Pesach, even sideways.
It has to be 10 anyway, so what does 3 have to do with it?
3 tefachim wide. Yeah. 10 is the height.
Where
is the 3 wide? The Achronim say that. The Achronim say that the Rambam must say at least 3 wide, otherwise love it. It's completely sasim, it's nothing. So you have to say it's at least 3, even though he doesn't require 4, he would at least require 3. Yeah.
Does Rashi say you should put the mezuzah on the arch part of it?
We'll get to this in a second. That's where we're heading. So now, according to the Taz, the Chaznish writes that since the main problem with the Rambam is that there's no heker of where the mezuzah ends and the mashkov begins, let's say the whole thing is arched and you don't have 10 tefachim straight mezuzos, but it is clear where the mezuzah ends and the mashkov begins. Let's say you have like this. You have It's a little weird, but is it clear where the mezuzah ends and the mashkov begins? Yeah, it's pretty clear. Right there.
Even if it straightens out at the top? Like if you have curved walls?
Well, let's say it straightens at the top. That's even better, right? It's very clear that the mashkov ends right, that the mezuzah ends right there and starts right there. If it's curved wall, meaning the Rambam doesn't hold that in order for mezuzah to have a shem mezuzah, it needs to be straight. The Rambam's problem is that you're not going to be able to define where the mezuzah ends and the mashkof begins. Rashi also doesn't hold that anything needs to be straight. Rashi's problem is you need rachab dalet at the height of 10 tefachim. You need 4 tefachim wide at the height of 10 tefachim. So Rashi's problem is the width has to be 4 tefachim when you get to 10 tefachim high. The Rambam's problem is that you're not going to be able to determine where the mezuzah ends and the mashkof begins. There is a third shita, though, and that is the shita quoted in Maseches Erevin, actually, on Daf Yud Aleph, by the Ritva and the Ran in Erevin, where they seem to say that, no, in order for a mezuzah to be a mezuzah, it needs to be straight, period. You need 10 tefachim of straight wall in order to be a mezuzah. Good? Now, let's take an arch doorway and try to figure out where to put the mezuzah according to everybody. So now you have... Oh, I do have an eraser. Okay, that's good. Let's take a typical arch doorway. I'm sure some of you have somewhere in your homes. I had a ton in my house growing up. A lot of arches. Where do you put the mezuzah here? So let's assume this is 10 tefachim high before you get to there. Now, according to the Rambam, it's a double pasha. Where would you put the mezuzah? Two-thirds of the way up here, right? That's the, you know what? Let's do better. Let's take a few examples at the same time. Let's take such an arch. Like, what city is that?
St. Louis,
right? Okay, so now, according to the Rambam, does this require a mezuzah? No, it would be absolutely positive from mezuzah. According to Rashi, does it require a mezuzah?
Yeah,
well, if that 10 tefachim high, it's 4 tefachim wide, it does. Where would you put the mezuzah according to Rashi? A little bit hard. According to the Rambam, according to the Rishonim and Erevin, would not require a mezuzah. According to Rashi, would require a mezuzah. Good? So, let's say it like this. According to the Rambam, and certainly according to the other Rishonim in Erevin, the beginning of the top third of the doorpost requires a mezuzah, right? And the doorpost is defined as the straight part. According to Rashi, the mezuzah should be on the top third of the doorway, but where's the third? Where do you measure it from? Where do you measure the top third from? Mm-hmm. Well, you're chokek lahashlam, right? You have to view the whole thing as if it goes up like that, right? That's how we view these doorways. And therefore you would go one third of the way down from here, which might be here. It might be on the arch itself. Now, according to the Rambam, that's like putting a mezuzah up here. So that's going to be puzzle. Right? Now, sometimes you'll have a case where the arch is like this. You have 10 tefachim of, and you have a very large arch before it straightens out. Let's assume this is the place where it straightens out and draw it so perfectly. Right? So you have a very large arch. According to the Rambam, mezuzah, right here. According to Rashi, mezuzah is probably around here. Now, if you hold like the Rambam, Rashi's mezuzah, absolutely possible. It's on the mashkof. If you hold like Rashi, the Rambam's mezuzah is below the two-thirds point. Well below the two-thirds point. Goes back to yesterday's discussion. May very well be possible. Certainly the way the Shulchan Aruch passes is going to be possible. It would be possible. So that's why you run into trouble with the arch doorways in terms of determining where to put the mezuzah. There is a chiddush that the Taz suggests that even according to the Rambam, maybe you're allowed to put it on the arched part. I don't see how the Taz gets this from the Rambam, but the Taz essentially says, once you have 10 tefachim of straight doorposts, so now you have a Pesach, and Mela, whatever goes on top, some of it might still be considered part of the mezuzah, some of it might still be considered part of the mashkof. And therefore, you put a little bit on the beginning of the arch, that might still be considered part of the mezuzah. That's how I read the Taz. I don't see how that makes any sense. I can't say it over. It doesn't make sense to me. Meaning, essentially, what the Taz says is, yeah, according to the Rambam, you put the mezuzah here, it's not so bad. That's not really putting it on the top. That's really it's still sort of like the side. Because as long as you have the first 10 tefachim, then the rest is just like an extension of it. That seems like he's combining Rashi and the Rambam. But okay. So anyway, so that's why arch doorways are a bit of a headache. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, by in Sif Beis, Reish Beis Ayin Sif Beis, by is sheyesh lo mezuzah mikan and mikan, v'kipa k'min keshes al shtey mezuzos, makom mashkov, im yesh begova mezuzah yud tfachim o yoser, chayiv im ein bo yud tfachim pater, reish shein lo mashkov. Essentially, quotes the exact lashon, the Rambam, like you expect him to. So Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Ramah doesn't really disagree. Doesn't disagree. So it seems that we would pass like the Rambam over here. We'd look at the straight part of the arch and go with the 2/3 point of that. However, if you have a doorway like this, like St. Louis doorway, so then the Rambam would hold this totally pater. But it seems that the minig is to be machmir anyway, but you would never make a bracha on this. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, this is pater. You would put a mezuzah up, you just want to make a bracha. How would you figure out the height? You make your imaginary line, and you go 2/3. And that's where you put the height. The height of the mezuzah. So that's what seems to be the halacha at the end of the day with arched doorways. Anything else that I wanted to cover in here?
How do we pass in with straight up 10 and then an arch of 10? So where would you put it up? Where would you count the 2/3?
If you have straight up 10 over here, yeah?
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah, like that picture.
Yeah. So you go like Rambam.
Okay. And not like the Taz. So.
I don't think so. I think that, it's hard for me to understand what the Taz is talking about. I think a lot of the Achronim have a very difficult time with that Taz. How is this not considered the Mashkov according to the Rambam? Rambam's whole problem with an arched doorway is that you can't tell where the difference is, but if you have 10 tefachim straight, now you see clearly where the line is, and the line is there.
If you said the Rambam saying like the Ritva and the Ran, that it's just a din in having pshutos, and it's not about a heker between the Mashkov.
Oh, so you go back to this case.
Right,
so the Ritva and the Ran would say that there's no chiyuv over here whatsoever.
Right.
The Rambam would say, or the way many Achronim understand the Rambam, would say you need the mezuzah here.
Right, so
and Rashi would say chokikim mahashlim, and you need the mezuzah here.
Mm-hmm. But can you say the Rambam says like those Rishonim that it didn't have pshutos?
That's how I always read the Rambam. That's how I, initially read the Rambam, that it didn't have any pshutos. But the Achronim seem to emphasize in the Rambam the fact that he says that there is no mashkov. What does he mean there is no mashkov? It means that you can't find the mashkov. And I think that's his nekuda. But that's the thing. What?
I think the Beis Yosef understands Rambam like the other Rishonim.
Does he?
I think it's called the Rash in Shubas.
Yeah.
Same as Rambam.
Let me just see who understands differently. The Taz understands differently. Yeah. Okay. All right. But either way, we pass him like the Rambam. So, I guess the only case that would matter is that case, not the most common case. So, okay. All right. We'll stop there, I guess. And tomorrow there will be a new packet out on the table for everyone to take. I don't know why I record.